This goes to Carly, C-A-R-L-E-Y, Huelskamp, H-U-E-L-S-K-A-M-P, P-A-C, fax 989-775-1640, regarding Cheryl Reinerson, R-Y-N-E-A-R-S-O-N, like November, date of birth 9-6-1956. Dear Ms. Huelskamp, this is a consultation for Ms. Reinerson, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels, which were noted in July of 2020, since at least July of 2024. She is a 68-year-old female patient with a long history of rheumatoid arthritis, and she had a myocardial infarction at the age of 52, then a cardiac catheterization with stent placement, and a year later, 2009, she required a pacemaker with ICD placement. It has never shocked her after it was inserted, she reports. She does follow with Dr. Gustavson, G-U-S-T-A-V-S-O-N, cardiologist in Kalamazoo, as well as the Congestive Heart Failure Clinic with Dr. Prano, P-R-A-N-O. She is scheduled to have testing of the arteries of the lower extremities in September of this year, because she noticed when she crossed her left leg over the right leg, her left great toe turned purplish blue. And when she uncrossed, it would resume the pink color. It did not hurt, it didn't become cold, and she's had no ulcerations or lesions on either foot. Occasionally, she has some numbness and tingling of the feet. And the only deformity from rheumatoid arthritis is in her right hand, a mild ulnar deviation and enlargement of the index finger proximal interphalangeal joint. She does have some chronic back pain as well as intermittent neck pain. Currently today, no chest pain or palpitations, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No unusual rashes or lesions, or skin lesions. No history of falls, no dizziness, no CVA or TIAs. Past medical history is significant for hypothyroidism secondary to Hashimoto's thyroiditis, rheumatoid arthritis for many years, chronic low back pain, some nodules in the right lung, which were negative, the biopsy was negative for cancer when that was done, hypertension, congestive heart failure with dilated cardiomyopathy, COPD secondary to chronic smoking, a myocardial infarction at age 52, and atherosclerosis of the aorta. Past surgical history, cardiac catheterization and stent placement, pacemaker ICD placement in 2009, hysterectomy secondary to dysfunctional uterine bleeding, cholecystectomy, and the right lung nodule biopsy. Social history, she smokes about 4 cigarettes per day for more than 40 years. She does not consume alcohol and denies illicit drug use. She is single and she's retired. Family history is significant for dementia, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, prostate carcinoma, stroke, and kidney disease. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to amoxicillin, Bactrim, and Biaxin. Medications, Tylenol, 500 milligram, 2 every 6 hours as needed for pain. She usually doesn't use that many, usually 2 twice a day. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily. carvedilol, 3.125 milligram twice a day, vitamin B12, 500 microgram daily, Prolia, 60 milligram every 6 months, Pepcid, 10 milligram twice a day, Farxiga, 10 milligram daily for the last year, folic acid, 1 milligram daily, Plaquenil, 200 milligram, 2 daily, Synthroid, 112 microgram daily, prednisone, 5 milligram daily, as needed for flare-ups of the rheumatoid arthritis, but not used for quite a while. Crestor, 10 milligram daily at bedtime. And Tresto is 97/103 twice a day. Spironolactone, 25 milligram daily. Zyrtec, 10 milligrams once a day as needed for allergies. And she takes a calcium gummy, 25 microgram, three times a day. Probiotics, also in some elderberry, three times a day. She does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, weight, 124 pounds, height is 65 inches, pulse is 79, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 110 over 70. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear, neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop, very distant sounds. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, non-tender. Extremities, no peripheral edema. Sensation and motion are intact in the lower extremities. No ulcerations or lesions are noted in feet or ankles. In labs, most recent lab studies were done June 9th, 2025. Creatinine was 1.43 with estimated GFR of 40. On April 21st of 25, creatinine 1.9, GFR 45. 12/3/24, creatinine 1.06, GFR 57. 8/28/24, creatinine 1.16, GFR 52. 7/25/24, creatinine 1.13 with GFR 53. Calcium, this was 6/9 of 25, calcium is 9.8, sodium 142, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 25, albumin 4.2. Liver enzymes are normal. Hemoglobin 12.6, normal white count, normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan. One, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with progression and worsening within the last year. Most likely secondary to atherosclerosis. The patient will be scheduled for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan and a renal artery Doppler study. Both will be done at Mount Pleasant. She also will have lab studies done every 3 months, and that will be done in early September next. She should continue to follow low-salt diet, and of course smoking cessation is strongly encouraged, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.